I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get your hands off my quarterback! That's what we heard today at Falcons practice as Michael Penix was in the middle of a fight during today's joint practices.
Oh, watch out. Oh, he's stalling on him. He's fired on Cook. Hold on now.
With the Titans. It started with Penix and the Titans defenders engaging some trash talking. I told you guys, man, he's not afraid to back it up. And then after he completed a long pass to teammate Ray Ray McCloud, the trash talking extended. And then apparently you put your hands on Michael Penix and it's on. Both players, both teams, Mike, running from the sidelines. Look, Ray Ray ran in there. Drake ran in there. Everybody was running in there. And it was part of the practice today. Again, they did get the work in. But, guys, everybody's talking about it. And Michael Penix was quoted today as saying, hey, we want to get the work in, but it went where it went.
Yeah, and this is something we alluded to yesterday. Kind of had a feeling there was trouble brewing because the Titans really did get, to be honest, they got smacked around yesterday. On both sides, offense and defense. And today they were going to come with certainly more energy. And I thought that their defensive efforts were a lot better. But we're still able to move the ball down the field. Cam Ward is going to learn on the job. Carl, he's not ready yet. I mean, he showed you. He's forcing throws, as Carl said. There's no touch. Everything is the same. Woof! You know, it's like a bazooka round coming out. And he'll have to learn that. But that's why they were. That's why they had the number one pick. Jeffrey Simmons is a beast. They still have some dudes that get after it. And I do like the fact that our defensive line, that is a big – say what you want about the Titans. They've got a size-wise, very big offensive line, and we got home this week. I like it.
I did too. Lots of positives to take from this. And the good news is, if you're wondering, as we said, Penix was not injured, but you can't put your hands on the quarterback. Like, you can't even touch this dude during our practices, let alone another team putting their hands on him because you're mad because he said something to you.
And you're mad that he just threw it 40 yards down field and you guys just got lit up again like a Christmas tree because this guy's got a cannon.
Keep your hands off my quarterback. So that was part of the discussion today. We're talking about it with you at 404-726-0929 as people are commenting. And look, you shouldn't have any concern. The only thing we should be saying is our guy's got his back. That's where this is, and we saw it firsthand, and I wouldn't expect anything less. But you don't know, Mike, until you get into those situations. We all have friends. If it was me,
right?
If I would have been with you, okay. And then it goes down.
Right.
It never goes down that way. That dude doesn't show up that way. If I would have been there, man, it would have been completely different. Then it goes down, and all of a sudden, that's the dude that's running the other way.
Right. Now, as we said, if you missed last hour, we're not trying to turn this into the Falcons fought the Titans. This equals Super Bowl, because that's how some of you guys hear what comes out of our mouth. We're just saying, good to see them match the energy. Good to see them. They got their back. And this quarterback is in for it, man. He is down with it, okay? Now, how about that? Yeah, for lack of a better word. Penix is down for whatever. I love it.
I do too.
That's my quarterback. And this goes back to, I know we can't go back in time. We're looking ahead, baby. But, man, I just wish they could have found some more money for the D and just drafted this kid and let him develop. And if Arthur Blank hadn't probably meddled and said, get Cousins, which I think happened, and just let this kid evolve, we'd be a year down the road with this kind of leadership. But here we are. Now we're going to see it this year.
It all starts with the D. Hey, man, we've got our interview with Chris Blair coming up. Also, we will give you some very important numbers coming up in less than 25 minutes. Stay right there. Let's get to 4th and 1.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
While we are talking about our Falcons and Titans in these joint practices, let's hear from Jesse Bates. Mike just mentioned Cam Ward. He was over there, saw a lot of reps against him over the last couple of days. What did Jesse Bates think about Cam?
You know, we got a little chatty back there. I think that he's a hell of a competitor, and from the outside looking in, I just love the way his mindset is, the way he's going about his work, and just very humble. Obviously, as a safety, as a quarterback, we're gonna talk about this stuff, you know, when we're playing against each other. But it's cool to see a young man like that come in, the number one pick, with the humble mindset, and perform the way he's doing.
Yeah, remember Bates got a pick on him yesterday. Alford, I think it was, today got one. So we kind of got after it. But again, there's a lot of throwing in these joint practices. So you would expect you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But Jesse also said that he thought these practices were very, very valuable.
I just think that it's a bunch of valuable work that you can get out of a joint practice that you usually don't get against each other, whether that's two-minute situations or just seeing the same plays over and over. It's nice to go against another guy.
Mike, they won't have another one of these. Again, preseason game number 2 is Friday. And then we get to the third preseason game. That's on the road against Dallas. Do not expect anybody, any starters for sure, to see any time in Dallas. But then, you know, it's over. And we get to cut day on the 27th. And all of a sudden, Mike, then we're looking at the first regular season game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the 7th of September.
And hard to kind of right now imagine how many guys they're going to keep as far as that sort of OLB edge rush position. We talked about D'Angelo Malone maybe being redrawn now as a inside linebacker. A lot of competition at safety. You know, I mean, DeMarco Helms, is he fighting for a job? Is he going to be okay? You know, there's a lot of guys. A little worry, though, and I was talking about this with Jared Bell was there today from the USA Today, who covers the NFL. And, you know, we've heard a lot of things from down in Tampa about, I mean, their wide receiver corps, even with Godwin out. I mean, that first game, man, you better get some pressure on Baker Mayfield, because then you're worried about Hughes. Is Hughes going to draw Mike Evans? Is A.J. Terrell on Evans? Egbuka, the kid from Ohio State, is making a lot of folks turn their heads about how dynamic he is. So the defense and the pass rush and that complimentary football, it's good to have the problems to say, wow, I like so-and-so, but he might not make this team. How long has it been since we can say that about the defense?
It's been a long time. It's been a long time. There have been some really good battles, and they continue to happen. And we'll keep you updated here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Mike Shedeur Sanders, what?
This kid can't catch a freaking break. He balls out, does everything you're supposed to, and he shows up as 4th on the depth chart for this week's game. And then apparently in a throwing drill, he hurts an oblique. So that might not make him able to play this week, which means you can't impress the coaching staff or build critical mass amongst Cleveland, the fans and the media, to help you keep your job.
Dylan Gabriel did return for the 11-on-11 drills today. The Browns, remember, signed Tyler Huntley last week. And we all kind of went, why in the heck are they signing another quarterback? All of a sudden now, think about this. Kenny Pickett, hamstring. He's been limited. Dylan Gabriel experienced a hamstring tightness last week. That is why Shador started that first preseason game. I'm like, I don't know where this goes, but it's like, man, how many quarterbacks do you need in that room?
Yeah, and that's why guys keep hitting us up on the text line saying, isn't there a situation where Cousins could land there? You know, we always felt that Cousins might be an option. I mean, I don't know what they see in Pickett. I think you look at Pickett's career at Pittsburgh, and they gave him every opportunity. Now, yes, the offensive coordinators, he was so bad, the teams, you beat a Penguins game, you hear the guy's name being chanted, or a Pirates game. But still, Pickett just doesn't pass the eye test. I can't see that being a guy who gets traction, you know, in a new location. Maybe Daniel Jones does in Indianapolis. I don't believe in Pickett. But, you know, Joe Flacco's still a guy that took him to the playoffs 2 years ago. You know, Flacco's going to be there. He's going to start.
He's going to be there. He's going to be there. Hey, meanwhile, James Cook, we mentioned it. We didn't get a chance to dive in. Bills agreed to a four-year, $48 million extension. He came back. It was a hold-in. He had left the Bills. I guess his agent said, come on, we need to come back. We're almost close to a deal. And they got a deal done, Mike. So all I'm going to tell you is the Bills have paid all of their key players. They paid their linebacker. They paid their ends and their edge guys. They paid their quarterback. Now they paid their running back. They took care of their wide receiver. Mike, they're all in. If they don't get there this year, there's no more excuses about why it shouldn't happen for the Bills. They are a team that's totally committed. This was the one thing they needed to do this offseason. It took them a little bit longer, but they got it done.
Yeah, I always felt that this guy was, you know, kind of like the Swiss Army knife for that team and how much he meant to them. And again, I still think they should have used him down the stretch in their playoff loss. That seems like a pretty good deal.
I agree.
Based on, I mean, I got to be honest, I thought it'd be a lot more money than that. But good for James Cook, because I do think you take him away. He won the MVP, Josh Allen, because the argument is he has less weapons than Lamar Jackson. But one weapon he certainly has is James Cook, and they had to keep him.
Josh Allen, 6 years, $330 million. James Cook, 4 years, $48 million. Christian Benford, that's their corner, 4 years, $76 million. Greg Russo, 4 years, $80 million. I'm just looking at all these guys they paid. Their linebacker, Terrell Bernard, 4 years, $50 million. Shakur, 4 years, $53 million. Khalil Shakur. All these guys, they're key players, and they paid all of them. No more excuses for the Bills.
Hey, man, we're talking NFL. The Falcons take on the Minnesota Vikings. Sunday Night Football in Minnesota. One thing we know, you're not going to have to worry about Jordan Addison. He's suspended. That went down last week. And now we find out that Justin Jefferson is dealing with a hamstring injury. So they're saying, or Kevin O'Connell told reporters today, he's out of action. He's not going to play preseason against the Pats, but he says that he thinks he'll be good to go for week one. But that's just something to think about, as that, you know, that receiver core for, you know, J.J. McCarthy is a little banged up.
Do you pay attention to the Kelce podcast? Do you?
I've listened to him and his bro from time to time when I'm doing long road trips.
Okay, because Travis Kelce admits that production slipped as focus shifted on Hollywood opportunities.
Yeah, man.
Quote, I think I might have slipped a little bit because I did have a little bit more focus in trying to set myself up. I always talk about this. You're either in or you're out. When you talk about retirement, you're done. When you talk about not wanting to do something anymore, you're already out. And Mike, when these opportunities, and it has nothing to do with Taylor Swift, he was just in the Happy Gilmore 2 movie. But when these opportunities come and he's doing more and more of this stuff versus this over here, which is what you've done great at,
right?
You start to slip. 2024, 823 receiving yards for Kelce, 3 touchdowns.
Right, and that was certainly one of those storylines. There you go. There you go. He's with Taylor Swift, going to wreck his season. Well, I mean, you cannot be with the number one pop star on the planet and not feel that there's going to be changes in your lifestyle and where your head's at. So at least he's admitting it.
He's admitting it.
And now he's going to hopefully get back in this. You think this is the swan song? This is it? Farewell season for Kelce. I think so, too.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Tom Brady has some interesting things to say about Joe Burrow. He goes on, I guess it's a podcast or it's an interview with Fox Sports Joel Klatt. Of course, Tom Brady's at Fox as well. He basically says, if you're Joe Burrow, you know, yeah, you can throw for 40 touchdowns, and what you clock out, your defense is terrible. What are you doing to help your defense?
So he's saying Joe Burrow took all the money. Is that what he's saying?
He's telling, like, you know, what can you be doing to help you? Well, I don't know, Tom. You know, tell your owners not to be cheapskates. You know, I don't know. I mean, I understand. I mean, what, you're supposed to have them come over and do a drill with your wide receivers? I mean, I think Tom is a little out of bounds on this one. I mean, it's almost like he's pumping himself up and throwing some shade at the same time.
Yeah, because here's the deal, Mike. He didn't take all the money when he was in New England. There was never a time that he was the highest paid guy. So in his mind, he always took less to help the team, and therefore they could build around him. I think that's what he's insinuating. But I also think, Mike, the market's changed. The revenue's gone up. And all these quarterbacks that are getting paid, look, get your money. Screw that. I think Brady is off base on this. And just because he did it doesn't mean that everybody has to do that. It's not that. Mike's right. The Bengals traditionally have not taken care of guys the way they need to.
Right. And he has on record as saying he would be willing to move some money around in the form of a guarantee, like Matt Ryan, not going to give it back.
Right.
And then also real quick, Brady talked about Patrick Mahomes. A lot of folks in national media, I saw this on social media today, basically saying that Brady's pumping himself up and saying, you know, Patrick Mahomes is the kind of quarterback who resembles me the most.
Okay.
So, all right. Like he's earned the right to have that ego, but he's definitely throwing it around.
Man, coming up, our conversation with Chris Blair. He's fighting for a roster spot, and he might get it. But there's a lot of competition. We'll talk about his development. As Mike mentioned, 3 years now here. What's it mean for Chris Blair? We were at camp today. Lots happened. A lot of stuff. We'll fill you in on all of it. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.